Welcome to Keep Canada Weird Remembers, a series that revisits strange times in Canada's strange past.
We haven't time traveled in a bit, so I want to go somewhere, but I want to go somewhere where I can maybe back in time, handle some cosmetic issues that I might have.
Well, I know just the place, and you're going to enjoy this one. It's going to get a little holy, a little religious. I hope you can handle that. You're probably aware of a major theophany that occurred in Nova Scotia. Do you know what a theophany is? A theophany is the appearance of God.
Oh, okay. I like that.
The most well-known theophany in Nova Scotia was a Christophany, which is the appearance of Christ. That occurred in 1998 at the Tim Hortons in Cape Breton when Jesus appeared on the red bricks. I covered it in a past episode of the Nighttime Podcast, but for people who haven't listened to it, we're in an elevator going down. We got four floors. Give me the elevator version of Tim Hortons at Jesus at Tim Hortons.
Well, there is a Tim Hortons in Brador, as I believe it's not. It's actually not far from where I live. And under the sexy light of outside of a door on a brick wall at a Tim Hortons coffee shop in the late 90s appeared an image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And people flocked to this image of Jesus all from around the world, really. People came from everywhere to come and see it, pray at it, observe it, be a part of the mass hysteria. Mm-hmm. And then eventually the light was cleaned and the Jesus disappeared.
Yeah, and everything went back to normal. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a major event that took over a good section of Cape Breton Island for a period of time, and it got a lot of attention. And because of that, I think it may have overshadowed another quite amusing Christophany that happened in Nova Scotia. This one's a bit different, though. It occurred in 2013 at a beauty salon, but it didn't get the attention or receive the kind of pilgrimage that the event in Cape Breton did. And I think that's because the whole thing is laden with double entendres. This Jesus was naughty. He was naughty in that the image appeared in knots on a wooden floor, like a pine floor. And he was also naughty because his appearance occurred on the floor of a private room in a salon that performs Brazilian waxes. Here's the story of the naughty Jesus.
Thank you for calling Jay Wells. We're actually closed today.
But stylist Jay Wells is alone in the shop today. Sort of. There's a kind of spirit here, just past the product and the bangles and baubles, down the hall a tad.
This is where we do the Brazilians.
Do you mean the country or the event?
The waxing procedure.
The waxing shop has got to be one of the stranger places to find the Son of God. But if you look between the feet, the image of Jesus jumps from the knotty pine.
My eyes immediately went to the floor and did a second take, and then I thought, well, would you look at that? It's Jesus.
It does sort of look like Jesus, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, it's not exactly Michelangelo, but it's sort of a natural knotty Jesus. What is a knot?
A knot is where the limb actually started on the tree to grow out.
Dougal Press supplied the wood for Wells's floor. Over the years, he's seen many images in the knots.
I've seen cows' faces with the horns, an actual face and nose, the whole thing. And hockey sticks, perfect hockey sticks.
The salon floor Jesus is a first. Still, Wells just can't keep his inner stylist suppressed.
His beard's a bit out of control. He himself could, use a bit of manscaping.
It seems style has changed a bit in 2,000 years.
I do enjoy that they took the time to actually visit like an expert in pine to be like, what are these knots? Where the branches come out.
Yeah, and that's because when the reporter got there and then the news team arrives on the scene, they're like, we don't have much to cover on this story. This is generally a waste of our time. So how are we going to fill it?
Well, you
go talk to a wood expert.
Yeah. I guess the choice, the two routes they could take is they could go to a wood expert and ask about what knots on wood are, or go to the church and ask like a priest about.
Yeah, I would have gone to a church and really added some atmosphere into the story.
Yeah, maybe. But I think going to the wood expert also added an interesting layer to it.
I think they should have did both. They should have done both.
But the wood expert says, you know, we've had Jesus. I think he said horse's heads.
It was a cow's head. Yeah,
cow's head and hockey sticks. Those are the three things.
Sounded like he was just on the spot trying to make up anything to say
hockey
there.
Stick.
I don't know. Lamps, desks. I don't know. We had knots that looked like other knots.
So Jesus shows up in a not only a beauty salon, but in a private room of a beauty salon where Brazilian waxes are performed. I know you worked at a women's underwear place. I think a Brazilian has something to do with that. Are you like qualified to talk about this?
Well, me working at a women's lingerie store back in the mid-2000s does not make me qualified to talk about Brazilians. They are two completely different things, although they involve the same body part on a woman. But the Brazilian is the removal of hair from a woman's nether regions.
Okay. Why would Jesus appear on a floor? Well, I guess we're then left saying, do you think this was actually Jesus's face or just a optical illusion? If we think it is actually Jesus appearing, why would he choose there?
It's unfortunate for anyone who has died who also had long hair and a beard.
Yeah.
So Jesus has taken ownership of this form. So anytime somebody sees an image of someone with long hair and a beard, they just automatically assume it's Jesus. But that may not be the case. Lots of people with long hair and long beards have passed away and may also want to come back. So this was probably a neighborhood pervert who had long hair and long beard. And he's like, when I die, I want to come back as a knot on the floor of the salon in the room where they give the Brazilians. And that's who this is.
And they're like, it's Jesus.
No, it's Bob.
It's Bob, that freak. That freak who used to always, we had a ban from this beauty salon.
Mm-hmm.
this is a good story. I do enjoy a good appearance of Christ or the Virgin Mary. We heard in the beginning that Jesus had also appeared on pierogies. I believe there was Jesus appearing on toast at one point. On a bedroom.
And I seem to recall a potato chip. Maybe it wasn't Jesus, but the potato chip, I think, has a number of faces that have appeared in potato chips.
I see stuff in potato chips all the time.
Yeah, well.
But my favorite thing to see is when it's like two or three chips kind of like all knotted together and you get to bite in for like a triple crunch.
Triple crunch, yeah, man. That's what dreams are made of.
It is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, Aaron, I'm glad you came back to J. Wells Salon, downtown Halifax, to spank naughty Jesus or shake our fingers at Bob the pervert, who was reincarnated as a
naughty
knot on the
Bob.
Floor.
What a naughty Bob.
I think that's it. Mystery solved.
Mm-hmm. We're such good time travelers.
We are. Aaron, until next time.
Jordan, until next time.
I'm going to think long and hard about where I want to reappear when I eventually do.
Next time I'm getting a Brazilian, I'm definitely looking down at the floor.
Keep Canada Weird is written, hosted, and produced by the Nighttime Podcast.
And now to our viewers and listeners everywhere, good night.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.